Construction on the new downtown transportation center in Juneau may be a go, but not everyone in the neighborhood, Telephone Hill, has been keen to green light the project. Since the transit center and parking garage were first proposed, questions and critiques have abounded. Are there potential health hazards from drilling and dust? Does Juneau even need another garage downtown? And what will become of the tree? K2's Rebecca Shear has the answer.
That tree is a really beautiful rowan tree, which is a European mountain ash, and it's been a kind of landmark here in the neighborhood for a long time.
Shel Silverstein's classic story, The Giving Tree, begins, "There once was a tree, and she loved a little boy." But for Telephone Hill residents like Peggy Pijon, it's more like there once was a neighborhood, and they loved a little tree.
It's never been pollarded for the gardeners in the crowd.
So pollarded. I'm not a gardener in the crowd. What's pollarded?
Well, they're cut back in a certain way, but it has a particularly wonderful, full form.
Okay, so it's more like there once was a neighborhood, and they loved a big tree.
The big, beautiful tree.
And the neighborhood, like the little boy, was happy. Until, Pijon says, the city began blasting the hill to make way for the transit center and parking garage.
I notice it's tied up in a yellow ribbon. What's the meaning of that?
That yellow ribbon stands for all of the promises that they've broken to us all along. They basically promised us from the beginning of the job that this tree would be allowed to continue to stand.
We're standing at the end of Dixon Street, where Pijon has rented a house from the state ever since the site was selected for a Juneau government center in the 1980s. But then the economy tanked and the plans were put on hold, and years later, Pijon says another broken promise involves the street she's called home for two decades.
They had told us that they were absolutely not going to connect Dixon Street with the parking garage. They said that they would not do that.
But if we hand the story over to city engineer Rory Watt.
As we developed plans for the project, we decided at the assembly level to connect Dixon Street, which is at the top of the hill, into the top of the garage.
And a consequence of that decision, he says, was most likely doing away with the tree.
The advice that I've got is that we're probably going to undermine the roots, and even if we avoid it, it probably wouldn't live.
The city did try to save other plants on the hill. They conducted a special historic plant inventory.
This nice little report here.
The inventory identified plants, Watt says.
People were sensitive about, and they're essentially historic plants that were planted by old-timers in the early part of Juneau's history.
Like this one lilac bush, which the city uprooted and relocated.
And maybe even a rhododendron, I'm not sure. We either protected it or moved it.
But the unpollarded mountain ash
was not in this report, and so I think, you know, we didn't have any special knowledge that it's got enduring historical importance.
Watt insists he never promised to save the ash, known around the city engineer's office as the yellow ribbon tree.
I certainly didn't promise that to anyone. Whether somebody else did, I don't know.
But he says he sympathizes with the people on Telephone Hill.
You know, a fair number of people that live up there oppose the project in the planning stages and haven't been real happy. And I think over time, people that rent the houses on the hill feel like caretakers of the property. And it's my job to try and see if I can get something for everyone and try and make projects work out well for everyone.
As for how this project is working out,
so where we are, we're level with what would be the top of the parking garage.
The city is going ahead with the connection to Dixon Street.
Right. And actually, there's going to be a small bridge that's going to be connecting Dixon Street here to that parking garage.
So project manager Jeff Wilson stresses the connection is primarily for maintenance vehicles and emergencies. As for the yellow ribbon tree,
we relocated the whole road. We pushed the road this way. And we are done. The tree is staying right where it is. We're keeping the tree. We've redesigned everything to keep the tree there.
Wilson and Watt say there had been enough controversy already, and avoiding this one was best for the city and the neighborhood.
I think in my mind that they just needed a win-win for the Gipper, you know. Draw the line in the sand and say we're saving this one, and I'm glad that we could make that happen for them.
And Peggy Pijon is glad as well.
It took a lot of people writing and calling, and the tree is going to get to stay where it is, and we're just really, really thankful to have it.
The tree in Silverstein's book, you may recall, ended as just an old stump. But in this story, the neighborhood wanted the tree to stand, and the tree did. And the neighborhood was happy. In Juneau, I'm Rebecca Shear.